Okay. So, first I'll ask if there are any announcements as people are adding their names to the Google Doc for the NSE Education Affiliate Conversation. Are there any announcements?
Tamara, are you going to be sending an email out about the NAAEE sessions, or...?
I can do that. But
okay.
Why don't you make an announcement about the now on the call, and I'll send out another reminder.
Okay, the conference, NAAEE conference this year is October 8th through 11th, and it's up in Ottawa. Tamara and I have put together both roundtable and poster session proposals for the Clean Network, and there are several other climate change things going on. There's a workshop proposal that's in now that Kristen Poppleton has taken the lead on. So the deadline is March 31st.
Okay. And just so everybody, just to remind everybody, what we usually do is once the sessions are accepted, we put together a one-pager with the list of all the climate literacy relevant sessions to have at the meeting to hand out to people so that they can find us. Other announcements are I'm still working on identifying conveners of AGU sessions. We have a Google Doc, and if you go to I'll send out the link again, but it's on the teleconference page, the link to the Google Doc, which sort of lists the people and the topics that we're going to be proposing. And so if you're interested, please let me know. Okay, any other announcements?
I have an announcement.
Is there something we need to be able to type on the Google Doc?
Say that again?
I'm not getting a cursor on the Google Doc, so I can't type anything. Is there something we need to do to activate that?
I think just click on some place, and you should be able to start typing right there.
Not working.
I mean, occasionally there are people for unknown reasons that can't do that. Okay.
So I can add your name if you...
It's very slow.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's overloaded or what.
Okay, well, then I'll let you go ahead and do that. Okay, so with that, we'll move on to our conversation today. As everybody knows, once a month, especially leading up to the release of the National Climate Assessment, we have the National Climate Assessment Education Affiliate Group leading the call today. A lot of us are part of that group, but we're bringing in the larger community of the Clean Network. So with that, I will turn it over to Mark. The link is, as I said, the link is in the emails that Mark and I've sent previously. It's also posted on the Clean Network teleconference page.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, so this is Mark McCaffrey with the National Center for Science Education, and I think most of you have been on some of our previous calls combining the National Climate Assessment Education Group and CLEAN. We have been meeting the third Tuesday of the month just to try to brainstorm ways to maximize the sort of teachable moments inherent in this upcoming release of the National Climate Assessment. We're about 5 weeks away from the launch, 6 weeks, I guess. I think the tentative date right now is, I'm hearing, April 28th, and I don't know if there's anybody on the call that has a more precise date. Frank, do you know?
That's the date that we heard in workshop, but, obviously it's a fluid idea. But it won't be earlier. I can't imagine it being earlier, but it could slip.
Right. So, go ahead.
Emily told me that it's probably okay if we say April 28th as the date.
All right.
I spoke last week, and that's what she told me.
Okay. Excellent. So there's a couple things on the agenda for us to discuss today, and I also wanted to mention that there's going to be a webinar that Minda Berbeco is going to be leading on April 16th as part of the Will Steger Foundation's webinar series, and that will include a focus on NCA. So that might be something that we can also highlight in our promotional materials. A couple of things. I'm getting a little feedback here. Anybody else having that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just not use the speakerphone here. But so a couple of things we wanted to discuss today, and one of them is a flyer that Frank Niepold has drafted, and there's a link up at the top of the page to a PDF that Frank put together. And the idea of this flyer is that it can be distributed at the National Science Teacher Association meeting, which is in Boston the first week of April, you know, almost a month before the report comes out. But we do want to use the opportunity of NSTA, where NOAA is going to have a booth. NASA always has a huge booth there. A number of us will be there at NSTA, sort of talking up the National Climate Assessment and related products and projects. Why don't we all just spend a few minutes looking at the draft that Frank has put together and provide him with any feedback so that this can be refined and then printed up for distribution at the NSTA. The idea is that we will then also reconfigure this post-launch of NCA so that the flyer can be sent out to all of our contacts in the educational community, and that's part of the discussion today also, is to brainstorm, kind of crowdsource the types of organizations we can either send the flyer to or in some way or another alert to the fact that NCA is this incredible resource for people to use to learn more about what's happening with climate and drilling into the research and what's projected to happen in their neighborhoods. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into looking at the flyer and any feedback you might have for Frank.
So just to give you guys a little bit more context, Emily Cloyd, who is the outreach coordinator for the National Climate Assessment, sent me a one-pager that she uses for the National Climate Assessment, and I modified that document and customized it for education or educators specifically, and we wove a little bit more information in there, but and removed some extraneous information, but it's still pretty text heavy, and cutting is probably in its future down to a much more, maybe the back, the second page of this PDF is more in the spirit of where we want to go than the front. But again, this is stuff that they've already cleared and are using. So I felt, you know, it was a good idea to kind of start there, just to give you guys some context.
This is Martha. Where are we? I noticed on the new email you sent, it didn't have a link to the documents. Where on the CLEAN site can we find these documents?
So it's in the, if you go to the NCA affiliate, the document you signed into today, at the top there's a link to that in the Google Doc.
Martha, are you
no.
on the Google Doc?
No, I'm not on the Google Doc.
All right, so in the CLEAN teleconference page or in the emails that we sent earlier today, not right before the meeting, but earlier, there's a link to this Google Doc, and at the top of the Google Doc is a link to the handout.
Frank,
the one
Mona.
That was sent earlier, who did that come from?
It came from, I sent one went out from Mark McCaffrey.
And I sent it to this morning, but if you go to the CLEAN Network teleconference page, it's posted there also.
What's the URL of the teleconference page?
Martha, I'll just send you a link right now, okay?
Thank you. Sorry. Usually there's a link on my inbox.
This is Alan about the poster.
Yeah.
This is just sort of a technical layout comment. The first page actually is easier to read because the line length is proper and appropriate. On the second page, the top has long lines that are hard to read. It's a pet peeve of mine that
sure.
We shouldn't have long lines because they're hard to read. That, but otherwise, it's looking pretty good.
Frank,
the
clarity of the images is not, it's pretty bad on my computer. I don't know if it's on everybody's computer,
yeah.
But I have a hard time, just even reading, different states and then National Climate Assessment or USGCRP, the program, it's pretty bad on both pages. So maybe it's only my computer, but...
It's your computer. When you go through the conversions that we've done to get it to where it is right now, that's usually where the images degrade. They would be higher resolution in the final print. And just to be clear,
okay.
I need to go to print on Monday. So whatever
the
we do, we need
great.
To. Yep.
So Frank, one thing you could do in terms of the long lines on the second page is you could, since there's four bullets, you could potentially put them in two columns, two bullets in a column, and shorten the lines. That doesn't get
yep.
at the first three lines being a bit long, but it does break it up a bit more.
Yep. Yep.
So
that's
I'm
easy.
Just suggesting simple things that won't require a whole lot of time before your deadline.
Absolutely. But just let's just look at the front page real quick. And I mean, that is a lot of words. I'm not sure if in the second column what topics. There's a long list of topics, are changing climate, water resources, a lot. I don't know if that adds value, but that's all in the existing, one.
Frank, actually, I think that does add value because
yeah.
it really, especially
okay.
for educators, it shows how many different kinds of topics you can bring in and actually
yeah.
use the National Climate Assessment.
Yeah.
I'll third that. Great. Good feedback.
Comment about the title line. It says, coming soon, a dynamic tool for bringing climate science and so on. And I wonder if the phrase dynamic tool is a little misleading because it's a report, it's a resource, but dynamic tool makes it sound like maybe it's some interactive thing or
yep.
maybe it is. It's being presented that way. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, just to give a little more context to this, the report will, there'll be a hard copy version of the report, but it's actually the website, which a few of us had kind of a preview of about a month ago, that's going to be mm-hmm. quite dynamic and really exciting for teachers. And in effect, it could be a tool because they've developed it with a mobile-first approach. In other words, people are going to be able to access the maps and a lot of the graphs and so forth from mobile phones and tablets and certainly laptops and desktops as well. I guess in terms of the header, there's two exclamation points right in a row there. And I'm wondering
yeah.
if maybe there's a way to say... maybe even having a date, saying coming April 28th, if we can be
mm-hmm.
confident about that date.
Coming. So if you look at the bottom, the way that they languaged it is coming spring, 2014. Just because it gives you a little bit, more. Flexibility without having to explain it all.
Yeah.
Coming spring of 2014, colon, what about dynamic report? Because that is what it is. It's a report with a series of different ways of getting at the report, but it is a report.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Maybe you should say it. I think a dynamic report would be good, or you could say online report. Maybe that will give the sense of people being able to search it.
Right. Or how about resource? I mean, it's a report, but ultimately
mm-hmm.
it's a resource that's like a treasure trove of all sorts of data that relate to all those bullet points on the lower right-hand column there.
Okay. This is Jean McGregor. Just a couple of picky things. One is the banner at the top is flush left, but the banners at the bottom are centered. So it seems like your graphics person could center the top and have it be parallel to the bottom. And then instead of at the bottom to be release, I would say release date. Spring 14 probably is a little bit clearer. In the list of the topical list on the right, it seems like maybe linking urban and rural, because urban is just urban, it's an adjective. So as a teacher, I'm wondering what urban means with respect to the climate assessment. Is it like urban impacts or urban planning or urban response or urban resilience, or, you know, maybe a noun going with that adjective would be good. And then rural community, same thing. It's still sort of a little bit opaque about what the emphasis is. So maybe put those two bulleted points together and have something that's maybe just one more word to kind of clarify, because land use and land cover changes make sense to me, but urban doesn't.
So I'll look at the report chapters to see what if there's anything more about what they say in the chapter structure to see if I can bring it in. But I'm trying to keep I got to try and keep it close to the integrity of the structure that they've already designed. But I hear you loud and clear. I'm making these changes dynamically, by the way, guys.
That's great, Frank. I don't know if you're going to be changing this. This is just a grammar thing that if you leave it to be released, it should be released with a D. Spring 2014.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, spring is so vague. I mean, officially, spring is May 21st, right, or 2nd? And
it's March.
No, it's actually March 31st.
March. Right, sorry.
But it covers 3 months, depending on it's the. I mean, you know, I mean, we can make that call, but we have to make that call by Monday, and I can't imagine we're going to be able to, with any confidence, say April 28th.
Well, why don't we just say May then, to be released May 2014?
Because it could be April 28th.
Yeah.
I thought about this for a while.
All right. Well,
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank,
yeah.
As a teacher, what I would want to know, and what I think is different about this report, is that it's in a resource that will enable me to learn about my part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than having all this national language in it, I understand why you want to do that in the headline. In the first paragraph, I would say the NCA is an important resource to help you learn about climate change science and impacts in your part of the country.
And then the map. Yeah. The left of that, or
and,
the right
and,
of that.
And to
yeah.
speak directly to the person who's reading this, not to the world, not to a press release, not to, you know.
Can you send me
yeah,
that language
map.
That you just said?
Yeah, and actually, if people could go ahead and add their suggestions to the Google Doc under item one, that would be good so that we can just kind of keep track of them.
Yeah, but I can't copy. You can't copy sentences, can you?
If
sure.
you just said, you know, page one, paragraph one, I'll know where it goes.
Yeah.
And where am I supposed to work
it? In the Google Doc.
Yeah, well, how do I get to...
Frank, I have two comments. In the first sentence, when you say the NCA, I would, you know, as somebody, if I didn't know about this, I would like the NCA to be spelled out before
yeah,
using
yep.
the abbreviation.
Yep.
The second thing is I see, you know, the questions on the top in two columns. That's very succinct. And in the second page, you have, you know, another question, which is, again, it's more a format, but, you know, it's a different font. It seems like a different heading and not in sync with the question-answer format that you have on the first page. So I know that you may want to consider either having how can educators use the National Climate Assessment in the same format as the previous questions, maybe, or have the previous questions in this format. And then my last comment is, are you going to mention anything about the sustained assessment process? Because this flyer at the moment talks to me, tells me about the National Climate Assessment, tells me about how I can use the National Climate Assessment, but you may want to consider moving one step further as to how can I contribute to the National Climate Assessment and having that sustained assessment part mentioned somewhere.
Yeah, I thought about it. It's a great question, and I thought about that. And it's actually, I had to trim that. The last bullet on the front page under topics is the sustained assessment. But I think if you look at the backside, yeah. I like your point about the questions. I totally get that, and I'm going to work on that. But the how to participate is an interesting question, and I would think that maybe in that top of the back page section is where we would put that, because that's much more customized for teachers or educators.
I mean, I would use that moment actually to speak about the NCNet education affiliation group, to give an opportunity to open it up to the teachers as well, so that they have, even if they didn't know how directly to get in touch with GCRP or contribute, they could at least get in touch with this group. So just a thought. Mm.
Yeah,
boy, that's opening up some things that have huge potential, but we haven't really talked through how to engage educators at that level. So maybe I guess my concern is that this is a flyer meant to just sort of tease people and get them to actually just go visit the site, and if we give them too much information, it may be just overwhelming, but I think that you're raising a great point there, Mona, in terms of how can we take that next step of engaging in this kind of ongoing assessment process, more almost like a citizen science effort involving teachers and students. And
I agree with Mark. I think that at this point, that's what we want eventually. And I think that's something that this group will have to sort of think through and how to do, but I don't think we can invite them at this point to join the education affiliate group.
Mona, maybe a way to handle that is for NSTA, I think given where we are right now, and it's still there's some emerging aspects of the sustained assessment, that we put that into a parking lot for now. And maybe at other, other venues, we bring that idea forward once we've figured out how would somebody contribute to the gray literature. Or maybe we have to think that through a little bit more before I would really want to engage teachers directly in that. But I'm with you completely.
Yeah, I think that...
I think that's part of the conversation with developing the mechanisms of the sustained assessment is that we, as this education affiliate group, need to help make sure that component for teachers is incorporated into that bigger sustained assessment piece.
Yeah. But Mona, it sounds like you've given some thought to this, and maybe you could sort of sketch out some ideas on how that might work in terms of a mechanism to engage teachers, because at this stage, we're scrambling just to do what we're doing, let alone trying to, if potentially hundreds or thousands of teachers start to want to get involved, I'm not sure we have the bandwidth right now to handle that, but down the line, possibly we could, so... If you're able and willing to maybe sketch out some ideas so that we can think about how to organize that and promote it, that would be helpful.
I'm happy to do that, Mark. I actually have been thinking only about these issues as I write the coastal fact sheet, the education fact sheet that I'm supposed to create. So remember, you all have another document that assigns us different things that we volunteer to work on. So I've been working on the coast, oceans, and marine resources part, and I've been trying to think of ways in which, teachers could use that teachers could you know, give some feedback and participate in this process. So that's just
okay.
The context. Yep.
Okay, great.
Frank, here's another suggestion. Somebody might have mentioned this before, but on the front page, the very top line with the biggest letters doesn't say National Climate Assessment. And I think you want people to be able to see it from a distance. I might even put the words in there and make them a bright color in contrast with the white just so that it stands out.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because right now, neither page has the words National Climate Assessment very big at the top. Second page has it embedded in the sentence. But I think that maybe like even shorten that and say, coming soon, National Climate Assessment online for bringing climate science into classrooms. I think you don't need to put the nations in here, in there.
Right.
Okay, great. So if there's any other suggestions for Frank and how to fine-tune the flyer, go ahead and add them in. Any other ideas before we move on?
Frank, I've emailed you the changes because I can't get it in the Google Doc.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys.
I added them for you to the second Google Doc that came out from Tamara today. I put it at the top of that Google Doc, so I think it'll get to you, Frank.
What I'll commit to for you guys is I'll send out to however you want me to send it, Mark, a modified version based on what we've got done today, and you know, just so you can get a last look before if you have any other issues in addressing those issues, let me know. Get it done for Monday. Thank you, guys.
Frank, will you let us know when we get to NSTA how we can stop by and pick those up and help distribute? Just let us know later, okay?
Absolutely. Just one last question on this point that might be useful is, how many of these should I make?
Oh.
A lot. Because actually, Frank, I have avenues. we have two tables in NESTA Share-a-thons that I would like to have some of these. So,
and this has three sessions.
I would
still
start with
number.
500.
500? You really
500?
Think that's all?
No,
I was trying to be conservative. I mean, here at Turk, what we've been saying is we've been starting with what we think is conservative numbers because we can print out more. If you need to print out as many as you're going to need, maybe 1,000 is better. I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how many folks come through the exhibit hall at NSTA? Like tens of thousands, right?
A lot, yes.
No, not tens of. You know, usually we're somewhere right around 10,000.
Okay.
9 to 10,000, something like that.
All right.
Yeah, but we're going to have multiple avenues. So we're going to have, I can even have some at the Turk booth.
Yeah,
right, exactly. I mean, I'm willing to print this for wider use. Where it could show up at multiple federal agency.
Right.
It's like what we did with climate literacy guides in the
actually,
past, where it would just
fall
over.
Frank, I would actually say 1,500. With all the booths that you can put this out, 1,500.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Going once, going twice, any other? We've gone from 500 to 1,500, so, you know, if you have any other second thoughts on this, just shoot me a number. I'll know what
okay.
it means. Thank you.
All right, so once the report is released, then we can do another wave of promoting this to our educational contacts. And why don't we take a few minutes now to just sort of brainstorm and list some of the ways that we can get the word out. And certainly, you know, we'll be hitting the NSTA community who attend the conference, and then there's all the NSTA members who, for whatever reasons, won't be at the conference. So do any of you have thoughts on how to reach out to that community in particular? And then we can sort of drill into some of the other communities that are out there.
Obviously, there's the NSTA listservs.
Right. And, Alan, do you work with them at all?
I'm only on one of them now. I was on a few of them before, but it's down to just the environmental one.
Okay.
So, Mark, you are more than just listservs, right? You are more than just listservs.
And NSDA reports the center's pullout section needs to be listed there.
Say that again?
An NSTA reports, the publication, NSTA reports, the center pullout section, grab bag and freebies. You know, marketing tells us you've got to have it at least 8 times in 8 different places for the same audience. So, you know, you got to do all their things in the magazines, in the NSTA reports, in the listservs.
Okay, what else? Thank you. So, Alan, you can get it out to the environmentalist, but people must belong to other NSTA lists who are on the call, yeah?
Yeah, I can put it out on the Earth Science, the NSTA Earth Science list and the Esprit Earth Science teacher list, which I think is actually bigger than NSTA's.
Okay. And that's Dawn, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Dawn, can you add that to the Google Doc?
Yep.
Okay, great. And I see somebody's adding the tri-agency climate change education PIs. We've got the CSEP Alliance folks. Several of you are on the call who are involved with the CSEP community. And, of course, you've got your own sub-communities within that that you can get the word out to. Is there somebody in particular with the NASA NICE projects who can help to take the lead on that?
I'm fine. Mark, I send to that list all the time. I can send that out.
Okay, so I'll add your name on there, okay, Tamara?
Okay,
so as
sorry,
we list
yeah.
these things, if we can also... if we
all
can
right,
list
I can,
people's
I'll
names.
Mark, one thing that might be useful for... everyone is if we came up with if we crafted one announcement and then shared it with the group so they don't have to, everyone is crafting an announcement.
Oh, absolutely. I actually pushed them on the NCA network call last month or like 2 weeks ago to make sure that they, you know, they were talking about activities people were going to do on launch, and I really pushed them to put together whatever email or things that they would want other groups to disseminate on that day or, you know, around that day. So we can continue to push them to do that. But I agree, having something that's already put together so that each individual group doesn't have to rewrite things would be very helpful.
Right.
This is Ingrid, and a comment about timing. I'm wondering, we send these out now, should we also resend information about this to teachers maybe in mid-August, near the beginning of the next school year, to sort of remind them of planning?
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, so let's plan on that as well, so that we'll send the initial one out just after the release. And then we'll send a follow-up like you say, in August, mid-August. Is that a good time?
It's a hard call, Mark. I mean, I think maybe the point that was made before about multiple engagements has gotten them work here. It's not just August. It's, you know, some teachers are really active and heads up in August, and some people are buried in August. Same thing in September, same thing in October. It really, I think, repetitions is going to be more important than individual one-offs.
Right, right.
That are going to cover the whole need.
Yeah, and especially since schools in different parts of the country start at pretty different times.
Yep. So here's a question for all of you, is that we send out this announcement, and I assume that it's best just to have a text that goes out in an email without an attachment, and then we can point to an attachment that people can download, like a PDF that they could use to print out?
Yeah, we can even use a flyer we've been talking about once it's updated after the release. I think that's a good idea, Mark, to actually provide a link and an attachment and actually say in the body of the email what it's about very briefly.
Okay. So we don't have to craft this email right now, but we need to be thinking about that before the end of April, obviously, to have that ready. Maybe that's something we can work on the next time we meet in mid-April. I think the third Tuesday of the month in April is going to be the 15th, I think. Hold on here. Yeah, the 15th.
Yep, it's the 15th.
So mark your calendars. Okay, great. I think we're getting a good list here. And just, again, go ahead and add to that as ideas come to you about what organizations. And, Tamara, it looks like you've got a lot of responsibilities here.
Yeah, well, these are groups that I send things to all the time, so I sort of have my hands on those lists.
Okay. Very good. All right, so now we've got a little bit of time left, so let's talk a little bit about the kind of revisiting the regional and thematic sections that we talked about in some of our previous meetings. And Mona, you mentioned that you're doing some work on the coastal, and maybe we can just go around and see if there's other groups that have made any progress. So Mona, have you been able to make any headway on putting some materials together on coastal, and if so, what does that look like?
Yes, I just started last week, so I'm synthesizing information from the relevant chapters on coast and marine resources, and then also oceans. I had a question regarding how to assimilate information from other chapters that touch on coastal or ocean related issues. So I could use some suggestions as to how should I go about assimilating all that information. Should I go through different fact sheets that are not really fact sheets, but the summary of each chapter to get that information out, or I'm not quite sure.
So, and you've been working off of the draft?
Yes.
Yeah, again, we're sort of in this dilemma of that we haven't seen the final report yet, so we don't know exactly what to say, but we have some idea of what the content will be based on the draft. But does anybody have feedback for Mona on that?
I have an opinion that this is Alan. I have an opinion that the best strategy, in light that it's just a draft, is to keep it as general as possible and point towards the fact that this is a resource to be used and not to try to extract all the details for your particular region, but probably just some really neat examples that already exist in the draft as examples of what you'll find in the report.
Okay,
Personally, Mona, I'm relying more on the materials that Susan Hassel and other people in the technical services unit are going to be producing as derivatives that are going to be cleared, because once we know what all those are, then I think that it might make it easier on you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
because we'll know they'll be known, and the real target for engagement of this report, for at least the formal education side, is going to be not for this calendar year of school, but really for the next, starting in October. September, in my opinion.
Right. So I have three different topic areas that I'm trying to assimilate all information into. So the first is a general discussion about
you know, what NCA talks about coast, ocean, and marine resources. The second question that I'm trying to answer is, how can teachers use this information? And then the third question that I raised earlier was, you know, what inputs can teachers provide to the National Climate Assessment process? So if there are any other suggestions that I should consider, you know, I'm open to that.
Okay, great. So I think that on some level we're still kind of in a holding pattern, but if those of you that do have the time, you know, can do some thinking about how to move forward on this when the final report does come out and we have a chance to look at those summary documents that Frank was referring to that Susan Hassel and others are finalizing. Those are essentially like FAQs, is my understanding, that are designed for kind of a general audience, and they sort of help summarize and unpack some of the more technical details of the report. And then, of course, we'll have to see the website itself and how dynamic it actually turns out to be. But are there any other groups that have been able to make any progress? Stephanie, I know that you had volunteered to help out with some of the Arctic-related aspects of the report.
Right. And Jessica, our Polar Project manager, has taken the lead on that. Jessica, can you fill them in on what's been going on?
Yeah, I mean, I have also just begun the process, but the first step that I'm doing is kind of gathering a list of other organizations who might have valuable input and resources to share with us. I haven't gotten a whole lot further than that, other than kind of looking over what the draft is saying about Alaska and the Arctic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It seems to me Alan's suggestion is key, and the reason why I say that is only you guys who are closer to this have any idea what the next draft will include and how it's going to be revised. I mean, is it details? Is it major chapter headings? Is it what's going to be constant? And then what kind of a specific example can these groups give that will resonate with teachers to say, for instance, you'll be able to go here, and even if it's pointing to a chapter, and see this kind of a graphic or this kind of a data set. So, because what you want to do, I think, in these regional groups is send people to the locally meaningful, immediately usable kinds of things that educators will find attractive.
So, this is Minda Berbeco over at NCSC, and my impression from talking to Emily and people who've heard her speak about this as well are welcome to add in their two cents. We were not able to get that much information as to how things were going to change. My understanding was that details were going to change, but basic outlines wouldn't. Some of the figures might change, but all of the figures, my understanding, are available online as well. So that's why previously when we were talking about this, we were going to work more on that kind of stuff over the summer, because it's so hard before the report comes out to try to figure out exactly what we're going to be linking people to. I don't know, Mark, if you have any additional thoughts from having gone to the meeting in D.C. and heard Emily talk about it.
Right. So, I mean, the basic chapters are not going to change, and the front page of the flyer that we were looking at earlier, you know, has the regions that there'll be a chapter on each region, and it's changed from the 2009 when there was also a coastal region. So there really isn't a coastal region anymore. There's Alaska and the Arctic, the Southwest, et cetera. And so those are the main regional chapters, and then there's going to be separate chapters on water resources, transportation, indigenous peoples, and so forth. Yes, and there will be chapters on ocean and so forth, but I guess, yeah, we're still waiting to see what the final details of the come out in the report are, and that as Minda just mentioned, a lot of the work that we can do will be over the summer to prepare for the school year. So I guess that said, I'm not sure how much more we can talk about, planning for these regional chapter themes. Does anybody else who's on the call now have any progress reports in terms of what you've been thinking about or what you've been doing?
Well, this is Tamara. With respect to the Northeast one, we really haven't done a lot other than the three of us have been in communication now and identifying different groups. I will email the Clean Network, but basically to try to find other people in the area that would be willing to help contribute, because none of the three of us have the time to really lead the effort either. So that's kind of where we are. We haven't gotten to looking at the details, but just identifying people that might be able to help.
Good. Scott, do you have any thoughts on this? Because you had volunteered to help with this kind of breakdown at one point.
Yeah, I've been interested in the Northwest, and I was going to sort of suggest, and I guess Tamara will remember this, we at one time talked about doing regional clean networks, and I know I had some documents that I created about 2 years ago, and those ones are going to be sort of the beginning of the one that we'll do for the Northwest here. So I've got a little bit of editing, but I've been kind of holding off until we actually see the main report. But this is a good time to be collecting groups who are doing work here. I know Bora's agreed to work a little bit with that. I know Jean is on the call today, and I'm hoping to bring her into all of this too, Jean McGregor at Evergreen. And so we'll, there's definitely a lot happening in the Northwest, so we should be able to bring a lot of that material together fairly easily, I hope. I met last week with the informal science organizations that are working on the implementation of the Next Generation Science Standards in Washington State, and so that network is alive and well, and so I hope to be able to draw on that to make sure that it's a realization that there are resources for the National Climate Assessment and stuff. The other part is, and Mona and I talked a little bit about this, is also to make sure that we have the oceans covered too, because both Mona and I are very interested in ocean literacy and sea grant activities and COSI. So that's another piece that will happen. But I must admit, I've kind of held off spending much time on that. My question, I think, Mark, to you and to Mindo yesterday or the day before was, have we really set on a format for kinds of reports? I think it would be useful. I think it would be useful if they were kind of uniform, so we had sort of the same heading. Standard thing.
I think they definitely should be uniform. I think that's for certain. This is sort of my personal opinion, just that if we don't really know what's in the report yet, then it's a little bit tricky to try to plan in advance. And people are welcome to disagree with me on this as well, but I'm excited people are really eager to jump on board and start working on it right away. It is only a month away until the report comes out, and I feel like once we've seen it, we know what's in it and everything like that, we can go back and look and see, okay, do these headings really make the most sense and so on.
Yeah.
I'd hate for people to do a lot of work and then have us go and say, oh, no, this is not going to, this isn't going to fit at all.
Yeah, I think we can do certainly, who are the major players. We probably already can identify resources that are outside of the document itself. Those are obviously going to be fairly stable. What we really can't do is do the reference to materials related to the assessment.
Right.
So
there, just one. Go ahead.
Well, no, that's fine, Mark. Go ahead.
Well, down at the bottom of the Google Doc page are some of these bullet points that we cut and paste from a previous meeting notes where, you know, we're talking about some of the regions and regional partners' contact information and so forth, which we can fill out, but ultimately it's these things down towards the bottom that will come out of the report: observed trends, future climate scenarios, implications for the region, and key figures from the document and so forth, as well as links to NGSS, links to clean resources and so forth, that we can be fleshing out over the coming weeks and months.
So one of the things that I envision is going, and we talked about this in the education affinity group, was that in the climate portal, you know, climate.gov, in the teaching climate section, there'd be a page that basically does, in essence, what you're describing, Mark, at these bottom bullets, where it weaves all these related activities and documents into one page that teachers could use to weave the National Climate Assessment into their teaching, whether it's formal, informal, high school, middle school, or college. Because right now there's going to be a lot of things in a lot of places we need one page somewhere, and I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to make that page for the community. So, you know, I mean, but I think that there needs to be a place that all that gets connected. That's just wanted to make sure that we're not, it's not a highly distributed place.
So there's.
I'm not sure what all that sound is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's somebody that's got some background noise there. But, we're almost at the top of the hour here, and I think we've made some progress today. We're still kind of stalling a little bit, I think, until the report comes out before we can really plunge in and add some value to the report itself by contributing an educational wrapper around the report and help take full advantage of the educational opportunities that the report will offer. So are there any other things that we haven't touched on today?
Could I bring up a question, please?
Sure.
One of the things that had come across the email this morning was, in addition to us having this general outline of what we would like to cover in each one of the regions, a question that was brought up was, how much information should go into each one of those pages? And especially
right.
since I think it was Frank that just mentioned a one-pager, is the one-pager sort of an overall summary of all of these things, or one that's describing the template that we're working from? Or are we thinking, well, maybe each one of these things should be one page, because as Karen and others brought up, we want something, I think it was Alan, we want something that will demo to teachers some of these significant things that are in those regional documents that they will be able to use in the classroom. So the short question would be, can we at some point, perhaps when the NCA comes out, give a notion to all of us about how much quantity we would like in each one of those sections or in the total regional response that we give?
I think that's a great question, and I could see that each of the regions could have its own one-pager that could be distributed at that regional level, highlighting, here's what's in the report, here are resources in CLEAN that relate to that, here's ties to NGSS and so forth. So some of it would cross, some of it would be going beyond just the region, but ultimately they would be customized to highlight some of the findings from the report for that region, since we know that educators really are looking for that local tie that can provide the context for people to understand that the climate change is happening right now in their own backyard.
perhaps if this is web-based, Frank, you could create a one-pager that links all of the national-type resources, and each one of the regions could have a one-pager that links those documents that are specific to their region.
So kind of where I was going was is that, yeah, no, I'm absolutely with you. I was going to, what I'm envisioning is if we generate regional pages that are more customized for educators, there are going to be regional scientific one-pagers that the report will generate, but this is more like a support, you know, how to use the regional information for your region for educators. That would, I could easily see us linking all of those together in one page. It's a web page, and then, you know, all the PDFs would just be, you know, able to be linked together there. So that if you want to grab each of these pieces, at least there's some place where all of them are put together. That's where I'm kind of going.
Cool.
I'm sorry, I have to get off the call now because I have another meeting, but I just wanted to thank everybody for all their input. This is Minda, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. We are at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Thanks.
So thanks, everybody, for your input. We will have our teleconic next week, and the NCA Education Affiliate Group will meet again on the 15th of April.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Tamara?
No, this is Frank. I'm still trying to hang up.
Hi there, Frank. I'll see you at NSTA. This is Jane.
See you, Jane.
Bye.